الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. I'll recite Durood Sharif inshallah. And whenever we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his title, let us read Durood Sharif, and let us our lips and our tongues move also. And there is great barakat, as we have heard, mashallah. We are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. That is the month of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the month that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat to Medina Sharif, the month in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. So automatically everything that is related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has got great barakat also. So we should try and increase our one aspect of seerat is durood, one major aspect, to read as much durood sharif as possible. So at least when we are here in the majlis, let us read, and by the barakat of it, our islah will be made. Allah's rahmat, barakat, protection, goodness of our deen, dunya, us, our family, everything we will derive. And all will derive it by the barakat of all reading Durood Sharif. So all of us will benefit. So Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif right through the majlis, and especially when we hear the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In one hadith it is mentioned that any gathering that there is, which can be a social gathering at home, any gathering, and Durood Sharif is not recited in that gathering, on the day of Qiyamah, and in fact in Jannah, it will be a source of sorrow for those people. And the ulama explained that when in Jannah also, the Jannati will be there, and what na'mats won't he have. But when he'll see the reward of Durood Sharif, then that sorrow will overtake him. And this will be like, in this world sometimes we recall some narrow escape of ours, and we shudder at that, but it just goes away again. That thought came, and it just goes away. So like that in Jannah, that opportunity I had to read Durood Sharif and I didn't read, it will be a source of a sorrow for that person. Otherwise, in Jannah, there is no sorrow. There is only enjoyment. But all the other amal also, together with Durood Sharif, whenever we have the opportunity. And today, unfortunately, intentionally, like we go for a holiday, we are giving up the masjid for so many days. Many cases we are giving up Jamaat Namaz for so many days. Many cases we are giving up Sunnah dressing. And not only giving up Sunnah dressing, but we are adopting the dressing of the enemies of Islam. And willfully, if it is because of some necessity, it's a different thing, some business we are traveling, but just willfully, and we are missing out so lot. And also when it's holiday, it's holiday. So our ma'amulat, even people who are normally regular with ma'amulat, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr, etc., that also gets thrown overboard. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate and this time that we have in this world, and make the most value of it, inshallah. With regard to dua, further, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, we read various aspects of the value of dua, and then we came to this further point where Hazrat explained that briefly there are some shortcomings that occur when making dua. When even making dua, firstly Hazrat explained that even the elite in deen, that is the pious people, are also usually unmindful of dua. And also dua is that thing that that today it is common. Somebody will tell somebody, you say, make dua. The conditions in Saudi, the laws, funny laws which they are bringing in Pakistan, in other Islamic countries, then a person normally goes off on a tangent making bad dua. We told him to make dua, but he goes off on an angle and he starts making bad dua for them. And whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was told to make bad dua, he said, I'm sent to make dua. I'm not sent as a la'an to curse people and to make bad dua for people. I've been sent to make dua for people. So dua we should make. I just say, sometimes we will say that how long we make in dua. So in other words, dua is not effective, na'uzu billah. Or we say that the whole world is making dua. And in other words, that dua is not sorting out our problems. And as Hazrat has explained, we read last week also, the main source of drawing the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is dua. Dua, taqdeer also changes. When taqdeer can change, why can't the condition of Saudiya, the condition of other Muslim countries, of Muslim leaders who are on a going in a different direction, by dua, how could, but we are very, very neglectful of dua. So certain things with regard to dua, Hazrat writes, no attention is directed towards making dua except at times of need. That only when, normally we don't make dua, when we have a problem. And that also very sadly, if we have a problem, a medical problem, we think of doctors immediately, hospitals, just medication. We might be a bit more careful, so home medication, some herbal medication, but we go in that direction. Financial problem, then we think of the bank, we think of somebody rich, somebody who is generous, who can help us. Our direction goes to asbab. When that does not help us, then many times then we go to amil, that the amil will help us. He will give us some ta'weez or something. And when going in that direction, very sadly also, we go to sometimes to such amils who make us do things of kufriyat also, who rob us of our iman. The respect and honor of woman is also taken away in that. We even go worse than that, we go to sangomas also. We go to fortune tellers, and good people get involved in it. When a person is like in that condition, he does not think. And so then when everything fails, we say now only Allah can help now. Whereas it was supposed to be the complete opposite. First we were supposed to turn to Allah, and then asbab, which are permissible, no problem with that. But we do the opposite. So first we should turn to Allah. And this is our islah. And this is really seerat also. We see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the preparations he made, battle of Badr, etc. But the dua the night, so much dua that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to put his arms around him and said, enough, O Allah's Rasul. Allah has definitely heard your pleas. With what devotion, with what feeling, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have been making dua. That his bosom friend Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also felt pity, and that anyone will fulfill the needs of somebody who is asking like that, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is most merciful, most kind. So dua we should make, and we should turn to Allah ta'ala. During such times of need as well, the dua shown by Allah Ta'ala and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are discarded, and newer and innovative wazifas are recited. This is also common. We even go to somebody, I got this problem, tell me some wazifa. Whereas the duas which Allah has taught, those are the most effective, which Allah has taught in the Quran Sharif and taught us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those are the most effective. But we don't have much feeling for those du'as. And we have a lot for different wazifas. The wazifas, no problem, if they are within the limits of Shariat. All our buzurgs, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali himself also has shown wazifas. He has written a kitab also. And Amal-e-Qur'ani also. And all other in there, there are many types of other du'as also. Ta'weezes also which are written. But we should give preference to the du'as of Quran and Hadith. And that is what we should rely on more. And that is the strongest means to connect with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and to take from Allah Ta'ala. Then the third point, Hazrat says, shortcomings in dua, the dua is recited indifferently, without enthusiasm. It is not made with heart and soul, which is very common of the dua after Farz Namaz. The Imam picks up his hand. If it's a silent dua, many times we also just silent. And when the Imam puts his hands down, we also just put without having made any dua really. And if we make some dua, if we even say Ameen on the dua of the Imam, very casually also. Even if we just say Ameen, those duas which the Imam makes, usually it's a short dua, 3-4 duas. But usually they are all Quranic duas, Hadith duas, which are very valuable. And if we say with our heart, Ameen, then that will be also very, very effective. But usually we know, we are very, very indifferent. We don't pay any attention. And that is the time really when everyone should be making his own duas. Those namazes which have got sunnat, sunnat and muakkadah after them, like Zohar, Maghrib, Isha, then first those sunnat and muakkadah. Then there a short dua should be made. Because the sunnat and muakkadah, in a sense, is referred to as the completion of the faraiz. Of any deficiency that may be in the faraz, that will complete it. So that is more important. So first do that, make a short dua, but then to give some time for dua afterwards. We must engage in dua. So even after faraid, and that will be also counted after faraid, when duas are readily accepted. When we got some chance between adhan and iqamat, the dua between adhan and iqamat is also not rejected. It is very accepted also. So those times, and with passion, with feeling we should make dua. And we all have got very great needs that we... Who hasn't got the need of his eyes remaining in order? That his heart functions properly. That my family, my home, my children, all my friends, my connections, we got so many needs, so we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. And that shows of the way of a slave, a banda. And that is what Allah loves. Allah is doing it, He will do it. But for us to beg Allah, Allah loves that. And Allah greatly rewards the person who makes dua also. It was common till recent times that there were certain people who were known as people of dua. And people should refer to them for duas. But that also seems to have vanished. That those people, there were always people who were known for their namaz, people known for their tahajjud, people known for their rozas, people known for their duas, people known for hajj, every year going for hajj, people going for umrah repeatedly. All those things seem to be vanishing. People who were pegs of the masjid. Till recent times when we were younger, not so long ago, I was in Germiston, and the Eastern masjids, we should go, almost every masjid had people who were like pegs of the masjid. And you should like stay in the masjid, come early to the masjid, such long after namazes. But generally that we see is no, also doesn't happen anymore. The dua is not made with the desire and conviction of it being accepted. A person, this is very important also, when we make dua, the conviction must be in the heart that Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Not in the sense that our dua is such that it is, that our dua will be accepted, but in the sense that Allah's mercy is so great that Allah will not reject. When Allah told, as it comes also, when Allah opens the doors of duas, Allah doesn't close the doors of acceptance. When Allah, and it also comes, what Allah wants to give you, Allah inspires you to make dua. And then Allah doesn't close the door of acceptance, Allah accepts it. So we are weak, our duas are also, what are our duas? But Allah's mercy is very great. So we should make dua with that conviction that Allah in His mercy He will accept. And that is not only dua, all our amal. What's the condition of our namaz, our tilawat, any amal of ours. But Allah's mercy overrides everything. It comes clearly that the mercy and anger of Allah had a race and the mercy of Allah warned the race. In other words, Allah's mercy is above His anger, His wrath, His punishing, etc. So we must make dua with that conviction that Allah, in Your mercy, You will accept all my ibadat also. Though my ibadat is also so weak, so rotten, but You will accept. And then we have been given such a great thing by which our du'as will, so to say, be definitely accepted, and that is Durood Sharif. Whenever any amal, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, oh people, may read Durood Sharif with your du'as. It will get your du'as accepted. Durood Sharif is that amal that gets our du'as accepted, that sorts out our problems. So just read, and we should try and read Durood Sharif, beginning of the du'a, middle of the du'a, and end of the du'a. We should try and read Durood Sharif. Haste is shown in one's demands. Should there be a delay, the tendency is to become disillusioned and then to stop making du'a. We also expect, we were making gunas for so long, and we have brought problems in on ourselves. Whole life we're making gunas, years and years, and we expect one tawbah and things must just turn around immediately. We must be determined in our du'a and persistent in our du'as also. Even when we're asking for something, so it's not just that we have lifted up our hands and that that is going to fall down immediately. Allah accepts immediately. As beautifully it is said, that when a person lifts his hands, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he wipes it on his face. And the face is the most respectable, honorable part of a human body. The face is the most. So you rub your hands in from there, it is as though we are saying, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا, that we have got what we asked for. And Allah sees, my banna says, he says he's got it, Allah's mercy is such that even if it wasn't given, Allah gives it. Like a child who comes to ask you for some money, he says, Jazakallah for 50 rand. You haven't given him, he's asking you. But he's already telling you. Now you say, how can I refuse this child? He's already telling me, Jazakallah, more than what any father can relent and have mercy and kindness. Allah's mercy is much more greater. So just the wiping of the hands is also very valuable on the face, that we are saying that, Ya Allah, what we ask, Jazakallah. No, of course, we don't say Jazakallah to Allah. Ya Allah, we got it already. We appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala will relent, and definitely Allah will give it. And of course, du'as being accepted are in different forms. Whether some difficulties are removed in its place, whether something else is given in its place, whether it is stored for us in the akhirat, in different ways du'as are accepted. So we shouldn't become disillusioned at all. That's not the way of a banda of Allah Ta'ala. He must be always turning to Allah, and continuously, whether it looks like our du'as are not being accepted, but we must. That instance is famous of that person, Buzurg, who made Hajj for 30 years, and every time he said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, he heard, La Labbaik, your Labbaik is not accepted. After on the 30th Hajj, his Khadim also heard that Allah is saying, your Hajj, your Labbaik is not accepted. So his Khadim, attending to him, he told him that, Hazrat, that when your dua, when your Hajj is not accepted, why are you taking all this trouble? Spending so much money, all the discomfort of travel, and all the going through the procedures of Hajj, and it's not being accepted. He said, did you also hear? He said, yes. He said, I'm hearing it for 30 years. He said, then why are you carrying on? He said, which other door is there? There is no other door. And so Allah took mercy, and Allah said that all your 30 years Hajj was not worthy of acceptance, but we accept it now. So Allah is that most merciful, most kind being that Allah Ta'ala ready. So we must not give up. We don't know which dua after for our 50 years du'as, all of them Allah accepts because of one du'a. And so we must just carry on. We got no other door, we got no other avenue, we got no other refuge but to Allah Ta'ala. as countermeasures to these shortcomings, taking into consideration the needs of the times and convenience, it was considered appropriate to compile a set of comprehensive du'as which appear in the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. These du'as take precedence over other du'as for a number of reasons. Hazrat says that this prompted him, all these things, to compile this kitab of du'as, which is known as Munajat-e-Maqbool, which is prescribed, and really, as murid, each one of us should be reading this. Every day, one manzil, we should be reading it. And besides that also, make some of our other du'as also. And take our time for that also. And also, whatever wazifas we are reading, they also. Du'as are not our morning, evening du'as that we read. Those are our wazif that we must read. Du'a to ask Allah Ta'ala. That we should be doing. In the worldly situation, when the ruler himself lays down the content matter of the request to be presented, then there is no reservation in expecting the request to be accepted. That is, when a person says, ask me in this way, or when fill in this form, you told him what you need, he said, okay, fill in this form and bring it to me. So you are sure that he's telling you because he wants to accept. So when Allah Ta'ala also told us to make dua, it is that Allah wants to accept. And Allah has given us the forms which are filled in already. We just have to hand it back to Allah Ta'ala. Dua, what beautiful dua. Rabbana, zalamna, anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Just repeat it, just hand it in now to Allah by repeating it. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu minal zalimin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. So all ready-made du'as, Allah has given them to us, you just fill it in, that is, you just hand it in now. So we just must read those du'as, and Allah will accept it. And really we are in this world for the short while to be doing this. All the amal of deen to prepare for our eternal life of the akhirah. If we did not, when we go there, then we will have to say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. What a pity I didn't send anything forth for my akhirah. And Allah, there we will really want to kick ourselves in the back. That it was so easy, so little effort, no money involved, and so great return. Where I was wasting my money, my time in the dunya, for all my earnings of my dunya, making investments, earning money, all that. Whereas, compared to this, absolutely no effort in earning the akhirah. And I didn't do that. And I was just, and whatever I earned of dunya, also left it behind in the dunya. And all this is going into the akhirat also. It helps fully in this dunya also, more than our material things. These du'as, our amal, our salat, our tilawat, this helps us much more than our material, our physical efforts of the dunya. Yeah, also. And at the time of mort, undoubtedly in the qabr, a person will enjoy it. Akhirat, he will enjoy it forever. So Allah give us tawfiq to make effort to get the correct understanding. If Allah Ta'ala has himself taught the dua by means of wahi in the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, then undoubtedly these du'as will be highly acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, just by presenting them in that way. Were we to try from now till the day of Qiyamah to compose and compile a set of du'as, it would not be possible to compose and compile such all-encompassing du'as which take into consideration both our worldly and deeni needs. Just like the du'a, Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana. And almost every Muslim knows that du'a. And hopefully whenever we lift our hand, that du'a is not left out. That should be the first du'a we make. Then make all our other du'as also. How comprehensive. Everything it has been. All hasana fi dunya, and that hasana fi dunya, not what I am thinking, but what Allah has put in that hasana fi dunya, in which all our goodness is. And hasana fi al-akhirah, and to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, all in that one dua. In fact, everything is, and every dua has got everything in it. And Allah enjoys when we make all their duas. And we might also ask that when every dua has got everything, one dua is enough for us. So one rice is enough for us. But how many things on the table? How many delicacies? And when we, that also we should consider, we are so lazy to make nafal namaz optional. But on the dasturkhan, how much nafil Allah is giving us? If Allah is to give us only the first, so to say, just the basic rice, just wheat, just flour, just rice, just that one thing without salt, without sugar, without anything, it was enough. It should keep us going. But Allah, how many things Allah gives us? How our dasturkhans are filled with what and what. If only we could fill our spiritual dasturkhan also with tilawat, with zikr, with dua, with wazifas, making atikaf in the masjid, all the things, we fill that also inshallah. At times incorrect etiquettes are observed with regard to the content matter of dua, rendering the dua the cause of an opposite effect on one, physically and materially. Many times when we make our own du'as, then we in fact harm ourselves also. So therefore, very safe to make the du'as of Quran and Hadith. Here a few examples are given. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu made du'a for sabr, patience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have requested for a calamity to befall you. If a person is making du'a for sabr, that means he is asking for a problem, so that now he can make sabr on that problem. A little explanation of that is that sabr is of three kinds. Sabr al-ta'ah, to be obedient to Allah, to ask that sabr 100% all the time. Sabr anil-ma'asiyah, to stay away from sin, to be steadfast and stay away, that sabr also. And sabr al-musibah, that should be only asked when the musibah comes. No, don't ask when there isn't a problem, don't ask for sabr for that problem. That, oh Allah, if I get cancer, give me sabr. Or something like that. Don't make dua like that. Ask for afiyat in that position. Another sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua, whatever punishment that will be meted out to me in the year after should be inflicted on me here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned him against making such a dua. Don't make such a dua. Where can we take the punishment of Allah even in this world? Much more less we don't think of what is going to happen in the qabr and akhirat. Because of our gunas, how much we must make tawbah from our gunas. And all the difficulties that come are majorly because of our sins. And if we are ask for forgiveness, Allah is ready to forgive. Ask for afiyat and salamati. Never ask that, oh Allah, some people also, somebody, a very dear person is sick, that, oh Allah, his sickness, give it to me. So we shouldn't make dua that Allah remove his sickness. Why ask that, Allah has got the qudrat? Not, don't ask for that sickness. All illnesses, etc., not easy to go through. How difficult it is. So we shouldn't, so very careful we should be when a person makes dua, and safest is to make the Quran and Hadith dua. The son of a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua asking for a white palace on the right side of Jannah. His father corrected him. In dua also, we shouldn't become so much specifics. That I want, for example, I need a vehicle. It must be this color, it must be this kind, it must have this features, etc. Ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I need a vehicle, grant me a vehicle. When getting married also, you want a wife, not all the details and specifics, what kind she must be, how tall she must be, all the different things. We ask for a good partner, a pious partner. So all we should ask in that comprehensive way and not go into specifics and details. In essence, by making dua based on one's own opinions and deductions, the possibility exists that one will find himself landing in such situations, whereas the dua which appear in the Quran and Hadith Sharif are free of these dangers. In any case, the most virtuous and most perfect method is that the du'as are recited in the very words in which they have been narrated. Here also, there are many du'as that are in the singular. Allahumma inni as'aluka, I'm asking you for Jannah. Now the hadith du'as or the Quranic du'as, there is a discussion amongst the ulama, should we change those to the plural or should we read it in the singular? The more seems to be accept more better, both are permissible, but the one seems that make it as it is, if it's in the singular, but make your niyat in the plural. And make niyat as much as you can for everyone. Make niyat for the whole world. You're making dua for iman, iman of the whole jinn and ins. Make dua for everyone. Though you're asking for iman for yourself, you're asking for your family, make niyat of all the families in the world. That Allah blesses us with all the goodness. In any case, the most virtuous and most perfect method is that the dua are recited in the very words in which they have been narrated. Taking into consideration the weaknesses that have crept into the common people, and in fact it is even amongst the who are the elite in deen, it was considered appropriate to select a few du'as from the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif to counter these weaknesses and set them out in 7 sections, each one to be read daily. This compilation is such that it can be companion at home as well as on journeys, so that it may be recited without default. That regularly we recite, we should try and read this du'as. The name of the original kitab, Qurubat Indallah wa Salawati Rasul, has been preserved, the original name, so that those who are interested may refer to it. The Urdu translation has been given the title Munajat Maqbool. And now, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the people who have translated, and there are many translations and all superb jobs of Munajat Maqbool. And now it is in English also. So when we read, then if we are not ulama, then just look at the English translation also, that we know what we are asking. Read the dua in the Arabic and look at the English translation also, or the Urdu, whichever we want to. In short, dua is a very, very essential, valuable part of our daily life. We must set aside time for dua. It shows, and this is a measure, how much of really iman, yaqeen we got. That it is not I'm the doer, not anyone else, Allah is the doer. And the means of getting to Allah, to ask Allah to do it, Allah has given us duas. And Allah loves that we make duas. Allah is going to feed us. He has of His own promise that He's going to feed us. Shifa, whether we take medicine, we don't take medicine, shifa is only in the hands of Allah, even if we don't make dua. But by making dua, we show our bandagi, our being a slave of Allah. And Allah wants that, and Allah loves that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make dua part of our life and regularly, and learn to make dua correctly also. And there are many duas also that like Buzurgs have made also. The duas of Quran and Hadith are the most superior. But such beautiful duas also are made, and we can just repeat those duas also. And if Allah inspires anyone, and this is with regard to nisbat with Allah. When a person has got connection with Allah, Allah inspires him with such du'as that really, like in many instances it comes, where Allah Ta'ala Himself said, when He asked me like this, I had to accept from Him now. The way He presented His case, I had to accept it from Him. So then Allah inspires, so Allah make us people of du'as.